following the severe volcanic eruption and tsunami on January 15th, the Salvation Army is asking for donations to support its humanitarian and recovery efforts in Tonga and parts of Fiji that were affected. I spoke to Commissioner Mark Campbell about their long-standing relationship with Tonga and the services and aid they provide through their Pacific Emergency Fund. We started the interview with Commissioner Campbell providing an update on the well-being of their staff affected by this disaster.
Our regional offices in Tonga, through a family member, got onto the New Zealand consulate there in Tonga and was able to make some sort of contact and give a little bit of an update. They are well, Salvation Army person are well, others are well, under the circumstances, obviously. There's been some, major damage to property, flooding, particularly for Salvation Army properties. We don't know to what extent. We know that our main church there in Nuku'alofa has been flooded, so there's a fair bit of work to be done there. But they seem to be well at this point, and we're glad we've had at least an initial contact with them. And they'll be sending a report back hopefully in the next 24 hours, and we'll have a better idea about the extent of damage that's there and how the people are.
So what are both your and your staff there's major concerns and priorities right now for supporting those affected by the disaster?
Well, I think, as we've seen on the news, it's about clean water. It's about, I think the resilience of the people. They are, as you know, Tongans are a very a joyful people, a resilient people. They've gone through a fair bit over the decades. And, I think it's just a support, probably giving them hope, but certainly trying to help them with, what we see on the news going down the track with clean water, food packages, all that sort of goes with what help they need. And then until we find out exactly what they need from the report, it's a little bit sketchy still at the moment about what their deeper needs are from the surface needs and the long-term needs at this point.
Yes, so we know that there will definitely be a lot of rebuilding to do. Can you tell our listeners a bit about some of the aid that Salvation Army has provided through your Pacific Emergency Fund in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we've given food, we've given obviously physical support, we've given rebuilding, food, water, the essentials, and not only just in the short term, but the long term as well, with trying to help with even support and counselling over the years from people who have been traumatised. It's not going to happen overnight. We've been in Tonga for over 30 years, and we've got five churches. We've got some kindergartens there. Our drug and rehabilitation work, and that's still, even our ongoing work that we do has still got to continue, because that's some of the needs of the community. So we've helped in the past in all sorts of ways. We've even had international help from London and, where our main headquarters is to help us. But obviously under the COVID restrictions at the moment, we've just got to be very careful of how we approach that. And we've seen a lot of that at the last 24 hours on media as well, how we approach that best.
And the Salvation Army's had a long relationship with Tonga in particular. So can you tell us a little bit about how they've responded to natural disasters in the past, and how you expect that they'll rebuild following this disaster? Is it going to be different from what we've maybe seen in the past?
Yeah, I think it will be different. This is, a significant earthquake, and not only just affecting one of the islands, the main island, but all the islands of Tonga. They are a resilient people. I think they're, for us as a Salvation Army, being a Christian movement, we just believe in the power of prayer. And, I think they a lot of them, they believe in the power of prayer and the support that's around them. They will bounce back, but, they will feel the effects of this, I think, emotionally, physically, and particularly businesses in particular. I think in Tonga, how they will bounce back this time, because they've been damaged and have a fair bit of knockback of late as well with the COVID, with people not arriving at Tonga. It is very different this time. But I think with support and coming along the side of our brothers and sisters there in Tonga, I just believe that we'll be able to move on and help them move on and have some hope for the future again.
Right, so you mentioned faith being an important thing that's helping people get through this, but the Salvation Army is calling for donations to support your humanitarian efforts. So why is it important for us in Aotearoa? Why would you encourage people here to help out with your cause to support Tonga?
Yeah, because we've been on the ground. I think our cause, we've been on the ground for 30 years. We're there. We're there for the long term. We'll be there for the next, you know, decades ahead. We're there for the people of Tonga. You know, the money will be well spent, and whatever needs to be spent there, whether it's on property, food, support, personnel, whatever needs to be done there, we will allocate that money well to whatever needs will come our way, and in partnership with others as well. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other agencies there that have been on the ground for a number of years as well. So we don't do that in isolation. But certainly, you know, Salvation Army people have been there for a while, and from a New Zealand perspective, it's our partners in the Pacific and our neighbours, our brothers and sisters. And I think, in a sense, we're not obligated, but I think as we come alongside, as they would with us, we can help each other through this.
Right. And if people want to know more about what you're doing or they want to donate, where can they go to get that information?
Yeah, if they go on the website, salvationarmy.org.nz, onto the website, or just, you know, Google in Salvation Army New Zealand or the Tonga Appeal, they'll get a few hits there where they can go into and make their donation online, which would be very appreciative.
And that was Commissioner Mark Campbell from the Salvation Army speaking about their relief work in Tonga.